理课堂听 class.com
英文 presents Tuning in the USA.
Today on Tuning in the USA, we are on a train going to Washington, D.C. Ellen Stewart is taking Alexandra Pappas to visit the nation's capital. They are, in many ways, like other tourists. They want to visit the Air and Space Museum and the many great monuments. But they are not just tourists. Ellen has some business to do with her congressman at the House of Representatives.
Until arrival in Washington, D.C.
Alexandra, wake up. We're almost there.
Oh, I fell asleep on the train. I guess I haven't been very good company. I'm sorry, Mrs. Stewart.
That's okay. In fact, I needed the time to organize these papers.
What are they?
They are a petition. I've got over 5,000 signatures on it from people in our town. They all want the government to give money for after-school programs.
What are you going to do with the papers?
I'm going to give them to Congressman McGrath.
Oh, is he expecting you?
No, I'll just leave them with the secretary in his office. We have a lot to do in 2 days. Let's stop by the congressman's office and then go straight to the Air and Space Museum. Congressman McGrath, I didn't expect to see you. I want to thank you for taking the time to meet me.
Well, Mrs. Stewart, when my secretary told me that you carried this petition all the way from New York to Washington, I wanted to meet you.
I believe our children should have the best care and education possible during the school day and after the school day. As you can see by these signatures, thousands of citizens feel the same way.
I will read your petition carefully. Thank you for bringing it to me. Can you introduce me to your young friend?
This is Alexandra Pappas. She's a student from Greece.
How do you do, Alexandra? I'm pleased to meet you.
The pleasure is mine.
What do you think of Washington, D.C.?
It's a beautiful city.
I guess it is.
And I can't believe we're actually meeting you. Well, I mean, Mrs. Stewart had this idea. People are interested. Now, we are in Washington talking to you.
Well, my job is to represent the people in my district, like Mrs. Stewart. Our government works that way.
And we are getting a pretty close look at it.
Now, Mrs. Stewart, I can't promise you anything will happen with this petition, but I can give you something. Here are 2 tickets to the visitors' gallery for this afternoon.
Tickets to watch Congress?
Yes. Both of you can sit in the visitors' gallery of the House of Representatives and watch Congress at work.
The United States Congress. Just wait till Robbie hears about this.
Let's look at the word expect. Listen.
What are you going to do with the papers?
I'm going to give them to Congressman McGrath.
Oh. Is he expecting you?
No. I'll just leave them with the secretary in his office.
So, Congressman McGrath isn't expecting Ellen. She doesn't have an appointment to see him. But she does see him.
Congressman McGrath, I want to thank you for taking the time to meet me.
What about you? Are you expecting someone? A visitor? At your office, perhaps? Or perhaps for dinner?
I don't think I'm expecting anyone.
Look in your appointment book.
Oh, I am expecting someone. I have to go.
Today we talked about one meaning of the word expect. I'll expect you to tune in next time.
And now, Act 2.
This time on Tuning In the USA, Ellen Stewart and Alexandra Pappas are sightseeing in Washington, D.C. This is their second day in the nation's capital. They have toured museums, monuments, and government buildings. They have visited Riverdale's representative, and they have watched Congress in action. Today, they will be taking a train back home to Riverdale. But before they do, Alexandra must see one more place in Washington, D.C.
There it is, Alexandra. The White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
So that's the president's house.
Yes. The president works there and lives there, too.
Can anyone visit the White House?
Yes. It's open to the public.
I think that's so great. Anybody can go inside and look around. I'm so glad you planned this visit today.
Alexandra, I've never been to the White House either. This will be interesting for me, too.
The first room on the White House tour is the White House Library. It is this room on our right. Over the fireplace is a portrait of our first president, George Washington. It is the same picture you see on our dollar bill.
Look in there, Alexandra.
Oh, I'd like to have a room like that. Lots of books, a fireplace, and a comfortable chair.
How many presidents have sat in that chair?
We are now standing in the East Room of the White House. Today the President has his news conferences here.
Mrs. Stewart, the White House must have 100 rooms.
There might be more. Why don't you ask our tour guide?
Does anyone have any questions before we move on?
I have a question. How many rooms are there, all together?
The White House has 132 rooms in all. 20 are bedrooms, and 34 are bathrooms.
But where does the president sleep and eat breakfast? Will we get to go there?
The president and his family live upstairs. We don't allow visitors on that floor. I'm sure you can understand the reason.
I think so. The president needs his privacy just like everyone else. And after all, it is his home.
The president never thinks of this as his own home. He doesn't own the White House. He's just here for a few years. He and his family take care of it.
Then who owns the White House?
The American people. The White House belongs to them. Here we are at the north entrance. I hope you all enjoyed your visit today.
I certainly did.
Let's look at two small words, either and two. Listen.
I'm so glad you planned this visit today.
Alexandra, I've never been to the White House either. This will be interesting for me, too.
Okay. Now you and I are going to have a very short conversation. I like this radio program.
Well, do you like it?
I hope you said, I like it too.
Well, I don't like this radio program.
I don't like it either.
And I don't either.
Well, I do.
And I like it too.
Okay. We don't have any more time.
And we don't either.
Either and two. Bye for now.
Hope you'll join us next time on Maxwell Macmillan's Tuning In the USA.